Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And this is Main Ingredients, rolling down the mountainside.
Everyone must play fair. All you beginners know that you got to start somewhere.
Bye.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ingram. And that was main ingredient right here on The Love Journey, rolling down the mountainside. Took you back, huh? All right, we're going to get ready and get started by turning within and recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this power, this great spirit that is known by many, many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God, come on, Holy Spirit, that our God is not. And so right now, I want you to get very intentional. Intentional about the breath, power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe, family. So as we invoke, invite, call forth divine love, our higher myself, our beloved I am presence, and all the forces of the universe, I want us to just breathe, family, by taking in a deep breath. Breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, and releasing the breath. And remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, man. Deep into the heart, family, because the heart has wisdom. And so right now, I just want you to be still, know that I am God. Let's breathe. Do it again. Be still. Know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know I am God. Breathe. And release. And in this right now moment, we move from our head into our heart to honor and to forgive and to release any ideas, any information, any behavior, any patterns, any condition, anything in our being that has not forgiven the divine father, the divine masculine, the inner lover, the part of us that may have been filling a void. I want us to release as we hear Ayana, forgiveness of our father.
Day 5, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly Father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my Father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my father, and teach me how to see him from a higher place. I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my father. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release, knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being, and every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes, and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale and drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Amen, amen. Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover. And we've been tuned in to Ayana, bringing in the energy of forgiveness. This month, we are honoring and forgiving the energy of our Father. Last month, we paid homage and sent energy into the forgiveness of the Mother. And now as we honor the energy of our Father and send forgiveness into every fiber and into every being, every living system in our being, giving thanks for Father Sky, presence of our masculine energy and our inner masculine, our inner lover. I just want to say thanks. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And as we listen to Joshua Rogers, we're going to talk about prayer today. Prayer, family. Yes. This is Joshua Rogers right here on The Love Journey.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts.
Good morning. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and that was Joshua Rogers right here on the Love Journey. Rain on us. Come, Holy Spirit, and surround us. We need you to surround us right now, God. Yes, I love the words of that song. I don't know, that song moves me a lot. So today we're going to talk about prayer. I remember a question being asked to me by my daughter, Ebony Imad Ingram. I'll never forget. She was going through a process, and, you know, like I always say, girl, well, we're going to pray about it. She said, why should I pray if I'm a God, Mama? If I'm a God to this planet, why should I be praying? I was like, whoa, what a good question. And I remember my answer being, prayer is really not about God. It's so much about us raising our consciousness. But for some reason, the question was still on my mind. And I remember thinking, I was on a fast that week, and I remember thinking the thoughts that Albert Einstein thought. I only think the thoughts of God. And so that had been my affirmation. I only think the thoughts of God. And I was in the mirror combing my hair, getting ready to go somewhere. And I remember the question coming back up in my mind. And I remember asking God, what is prayer? And I remember God saying to me, prayer is not understood. You see, we don't beg. You don't have to plead with God. Because God said prayer is an invocation. You invoke the presence of God that is in you. You bring yourself into a place of the higher mind presence. And that's what prayer is supposed to be about. Because God, everything that we always needed and wanted is already here. And our job is to get into alignment. And so prayer is not about begging something outside of yourself. But it's about blessing the presence that is already within you to come into alignment, into an agreement with that presence by invoking it. And so because we didn't understand prayer, didn't get answered in the way that we wanted to answer, as quick as we wanted to be answered. But God is so good at what God does. God still meets us where we are. So in prayer, we're supposed to recognize that we already are all that we need. And so when we move into that space to become in alignment with that presence, no matter how you call that presence, God, Most High, Supreme Being, the answer to whatever you are seeking or looking for already exists. It already is. Sometimes we do not know how to express it, demonstrate it, or manifest it because of our lack of misalignment or understanding. So many of us believe that we have to go somewhere and get prayed for or look for a God outside ourselves. But prayer is our job to invoke the presence of God that is already in us, as us, all around us. And sometimes when we want to bring ourselves into alignment, sometimes we don't need a whole lot of words. Because prayer is more than words. It's about a deep feeling. When you really are in touch, you don't have to even open up your mouth. You can know with confidence that wherever the need is, it is already done. The answer is already there. What you must do is to get your nothingness out of the way and just simply let the Holy Spirit take over. You see, the Holy Spirit knows what needs to be done and how to do what needs to be done. We don't understand that each and every one of us are already one with the presence. And the presence of God is us, as is all around us. We sometimes get afraid of public opinion, that we sneak around it. We won't say it. We're afraid to say that we are one, that we are God, that we are the same that God is, whatever that is. We're afraid of what people think, because they might say, oh, you think what? Well, let me tell you something. Until you decide that you don't care what other people think, you'll never be free. What is it you need the freedom to do? You can be free, but you have to decide. You have to be bold enough to stand firm on the truth that you are one with the presence of God, that you are God. You got to be firm and bold about it. I am all that God is. Albert Einstein was able to hear the presence of God and create such scientific revolutionary processes just through the idea that I only want to think the thoughts of God, was his affirmation. He understood that there was a oneness with that presence. And in that oneness and coming into alignment, in his stillness, he was able to hear. And even in his dreams, was given information to bring into the physical world. So if you are one with the presence of God, therefore, there is no difference. When that presence begins to operate through you, when you get out your own way, when you release yourself to be surrendered, like come empty. And I pray when I get up in the morning, I ask God to release me from myself so that I can come to you empty and allow the presence to download into me what to share with you. And so we got to be bold enough to stand before that presence and call it forth and know that we are one and remove any stinking thinking. and recognize that God is filling every cell, every muscle, and every fiber of our being. They say Jesus, the presence of God, was light to Jesus. Jesus said it was everlasting life. The presence of God filled every cell and every muscle and fiber of Jesus' being until Jesus was in absolute perfection in the oneness of God. And he found that Jesus was recognizing that he found fulfillment of every need, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, just by recognizing his oneness with God. Everything is there within the presence. Not some things, everything that you could possibly think you will ever need and want before you even think of it. The word says, before I call, before we call, the presence will answer. Moses called him Jehovah, and it was in the solitude of the beautiful hills that his undertaking of God to whom he prayed was revealed. See, God revealed to Moses that the name Jehovah means I am. I am is God's name. Wake up if you have not been paying attention. If you don't learn anything else, Moses found that Jehovah was the I am, a personal declaration of the name that is present within us. We are all that God is. It's saying that God has already placed within each and every one of us the power, the presence, the allness, everything we will ever need or desire. All we have to do is use our power. Whatever you use these powerful words, this powerful presence, and recognize it, we will become. I am all that God is. I am the walking embodiment of all that God. You see, when we start using our I am presence, we are invoking and activating that presence that is us. Because this work that we're doing is all about the consciousness. And so we need to be careful of our words and what we're saying and what are we speaking. So when we think about prayer, we got to get away mentally from what we see that we want to get away from. So if you want to pray about a situation that is plaguing you, a bill is due, money is lacking, then you can't see that. You got to get away mentally from that, from all the concerns. And we got to find that still small voice, and God is always talking to us. His voice is so still. God's voice is so still and so small, but we're so busy trying to fix it that we miss the voice. You said true prayer really gets us out the way and really allows us to hear and listen. Open our ears for the voice. It's not out here in the earthquakes and in the... It's in our understanding. You see, the things on the outside are manifestation of what's taking place on the inside. As within, so without. This is true all over the universe. Our job is to do our inner work. And when we truly are in true prayer gets us in tune. So people ask why. Before I send my prayers up, do I get still and breathe? Because I find that, for me, one of the most powerful things I can do is get still. And one of my favorite things that stills my mind is be still and know that I am God. It does something to the inside of me. And I just get still and call forth the God presence of me, the presence of me and my higher mind self. And I find when I get still, I tune in to the voice that is inside me. I know I don't have to supplicate or beg God to give me what I need. Do I find myself sometimes getting lost in the sauce? And sometimes I do, and I have to step back and say, but if I'm God, why do I beg? I'm already got what I need, so all I need to do is get in alignment with it. And I just got to get still and know that my God is bigger than any situation that is going on. The presence of me is bigger than that. And so I don't have to go to God with my problem. I just need to tell my problem or whatever challenge that I'm here. I am that I am has sent me. And all I have to do is speak to it because I am the mind of God. And all I need to do is concentrate on God and how to use and remember that everything that God is, I am. And I have to remind myself exactly who and what I am. I'm perfect, unlimited, pure, holy, and as high as my thoughts can take me. I know that I am the mind of God. I am the mind of God. I am the body of God. I am the substance of God. I am all that God is, and right where I am, God is. And if there's money that I need, I am the money consciousness of God. I am the money consciousness of God. I am clothed with the rich substance of God. My bank account is filled with the money substance of God. God is alive right now in me and in you. We just need to touch the garment of that presence and come into alignment with that energy, knowing that we are all that God is. And in our quietness, we get to understand the nature of God. Elijah taught us his lesson. He loved and worshiped with all his might. But he said, I had to learn how to make contact. I had to get still. Get away from the world and in the quietness. I found that God was the still, small voice. The presence of God was in me, I as me, and all around me. We acknowledge the presence and power. Then we begin to become that walking embodiment of that powerful presence. Charles Fillmore, in one of his books, said it this way. To the presence of God, the spirit that is evenly present everywhere, we cannot go where God is not, because there is no spot where God is not. You cannot flee from his presence. We cannot flee from the presence of the divine Mother, Father, God. If we dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, God is there. Our daily inspiration says it this way. I will be where you are. Go forward unafraid. I have always walked with you. I have always talked with you. And no matter what new experiences that come in your life, this will be no different. Do not judge it by what it appears to be, but by what you know to be true about the presence of me and about yourself. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, and whatever you have to face, I am there and I am it. You bring your knowledge of me to the experience. Be what I've taught you to be, proud, confident, optimistic, open, and receptive, because I was with you before, and I am with you now. You see, I'll always be where you are. Don't forget it. Do what you know. Act what you know. I will be with you. I will be there with you. So train your eyes to see me and your ears to hear me. I am in the crowd. I am in the wind. I am in the sunset, and I am in the moonlight. I am wherever you are. I am wherever you are. I am wherever you are. So I read an article about making prayer personal. Dr. Johnny Coleman always told us to be affirmative and remember that we are already in the presence of what it is that we want. Our job is to be the metaphysicians and learn how to move it from the invisible into the physical world, ushering it into this physical space. You see, in the Our Father prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Our job is to bring on earth like it is in heaven. It's our job. And he left us some things. Jesus reminded us in the scripture. As we make prayer personal, first thing we need to do is be still. Be still. What I'm saying is learn to be quiet and turn your whole being, your mental, spiritual, and physical away from anything that may have concerned you or distressed you. Learn how to quiet yourself before entering into prayer and meditation time so that you can be completely open and receptive to guidance from within. I think the most powerful work we can ever do on the planet, more than anything else, is just to simply be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. And as we call forth that presence and speak to the beloved presence of our higher mind self and become a receptive to the guidance of that still small voice, be willing. Some of us are not willing because we don't know that God's will for us is only absolute good. This is God's nature. It's the only thing that God gives us. It's God's nature. Let the will of God be done through us, starting right now by willing to do our part and put aside that conditioning and veils that keeps us from the truth that God is. That we are, that God is and we are God to you. Who is this present? You're in relations. I want you to sit sometime and just ponder the very essence of all the wonderful creations, including you. You are God's wonderful creation. Every good and wonderful description you can think of in relation to God also applies to you because you are what God is. You are already good enough. Behave as this was true. You are already worthy. Behave as if this was true. You are God's manifesting the perfection that is true about you. You are already manifesting the perfection that is true about you. Perfect health, perfect prosperity, happiness in all the areas of your life. You are all that God is. You are already worthy. It's not a thing you have to do to be worthy because you are already worthy, family. What kind of life do you deserve? Picture that for yourself. Your life should be that now. See it in detail. Smell it. Touch it. Taste it. And do it often. And I think the most highest prayer that we can ever say is thank you. Be grateful. Be thankful. You've become still. You've listened. You know who and what you are. You know what you deserve to receive all the good that God has in store. Know it is God's will for you. So release and give thanks in advance for all that you have received. And when you've done your part and sowed the right seed, then you can't do anything but reap the benefits. I am now reaping all the good that I have sown, knowing that nobody can stop you because you know who and what you are. You know you are rich and being covered by the rich present. Reverend Ike says, I was listening to him last night. He said, anything that you desire to have in your life, you have to be it. He said, anything you desire to have in your life, you have to be it. So I was thinking, well, if I wanted more money in my experience, then I have to be money. So that's how I came up with the affirmation, I am the money consciousness of God. I'm transported with the rich substance of God. I am housed with the rich substance of God. I am the rich substance of God. And we have to think about, because when we think about prayer, I want you to think about letting prayer come from your heart. So many of us remember certain prayers and we recite those things. In a metaphysical world, I want you to know, as a metaphysician taking metaphysical classes, they see Moses in the metaphysical representation of the mind action. And Joshua as in the metaphysical is the heart. So the reason Moses didn't make it into the promised land in a metaphysical understanding is because Moses never embodied it in his heart. Because the heart is where we manifest, family. The heart is once we have, when you want to be love or be anything that you want to be, it has to be in the heart. We may have a mental knowledge of the word. We may have a mental knowledge of God. We may have a mental knowledge of the law. But until we embody it and become it in the heart presence, that's how we usher things into the physical world. It's through the heart of knowing, believing, and embodying it. We must be it. And so, the prayers that really get to usher in those things, the things that we pray from the heart, the words that come from our heart. When we get into the heart of a thing, when we get into the heart, when you can definitely feel the presence and call it forth, because in the heart, it's where we usher things through. So as we pray, God, I'm sure the presence is praying that we can meet and get into the alignment of the consciousness of knowing that we already deserve everything we desire more and more than we can ever think as or even imagine. So many times, we let little creeping thoughts take residence. Those creeping thoughts are fear and anxiety and anything that is not like the truth, that is not like the results that we want. You have to let go of that fear. We got to let go of that fear. We have to stop being so anxious and so concerned about whatever it is and suspend all intellectual knowing and know with our heart. And relax and let go. So many of us get in that still space and claim the condition that we want to release. We come out of our wonderful uplifting prayer time and go right in the world, and someone asks us, how we doing, and what do we answer? Girl, my asthma, my sinuses, my back, my knee. We start talking about our arthritis. start walking around all day claiming whatever it is that we should have left behind in our appointment in the presence. And every time we claim it, we're praying it, because every word is a prayer. Every thought is a prayer. Our life is a prayer. Our movement is a prayer. We talk about words are power. I was talking to my girlfriend, and she is doing this whole shift in her food intake, which is, I don't have a problem with that. But don't call other people food. My other girlfriend was eating, so she's a vegetarian. My other girlfriend was eating something. I don't even know what it was. And she was calling her food, talking about and putting words in her food, like junk food, and it's not good, and it causes this and that. And I said, look what you're causing and claiming over what she is eating. Look what we call. I was listening to a lady tell me she had lupus, and she was taking all these medicines that were toxin. I said, wow, listen to her words. She's taking toxic medicine. And I think to myself, wow. I remember when it got, and this is really interesting how much the Love Journey has been a blessing to me. I remember when we had this speaker came onto the line, and he was talking about the medicine he had to take because of something that was challenging his body at that time, and the medicine that he had to take. I remember him saying he left his medicine before he put it in his body. And he said, we have to be careful of the words that we speak over the things that we're putting in our body. So if you're taking medicine because it's, you know, some challenge that or discomfort or dis-ease that's happening in your body, and you're thinking of it as toxic, well, how could it do anything but be toxic inside your body? We have the power to speak to that medicine and bless that medicine. And anything that will do anything other than bring the truth to us, the release from this medicine right now. And he gave thanks that the medicine was blessing his body. So imagine eating food that you call junk and then putting it in your body and thinking your body is going to have a good experience with what you calling junk and putting in your body. Your words have power. The words that you believe have power. They have power. When you believe you're eating junk food, I guess your body's saying, well, why are you putting junk in my body, in this temple? Dr. John Coleman left us with a few scriptures to remind us of the word of how prayer can be. Paul and Silas were sent to prison because of preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus. They did not bemoan their faith, but they prayed and sang hymns of praise. And the prison doors was open and they were set free. Elijah prayed fervently that it might not rain, and it didn't. And for 3 years and 6 months, then another time he prayed that it would rain, and the heavens opened up, it rained, and the earth brought forth fruit. Moses was in constant contact of God. And so Dr. Johnny Coleman left us in her book, there are some basic principles of prayer taken directly from scriptures, she said. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them. I like that. And I wanted to bring that out. That scripture is in Mark 11:24. What things, soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them. So when we go into the silence of our mind, the call forth or bring forth what our desire is, we must first believe that we have already received it. In other words, believe in advance How can you ask for anything believing that you have already received it? I know that's what you're asking, right? You can do it when you realize that because you are a spiritual being and that the presence of God that is endowed in you with you has built in capacity. God has endowed you with all of the kingdom. And where's the kingdom? The kingdom is you. The kingdom is you. The kingdom is within you. You are the kingdom. And within that kingdom are all sufficient resources, anything that you could possibly conceive. That's why you can believe in advance. Because you already have it. You are already what you are. Spirit made in the image and likeness and the presence of God. Stop looking for it out there. Stop trying to make things happen. You are looking in the wrong place, and since what you are trying to make happen hasn't happened, why not be willing to change any technique that anybody will offer you, since it's obvious that you're doing something that is not bringing it forth? Instead of doing that, we always want to fool around with everything and anything else, and then we want to blame God and say it's God's fault. So remember, believe in advance. Believe in advance for a moment or shape. Spirit self becomes the thing that shape has been made, and that fulfillment is answer to your desire. Believe in advance. Believe the principle is already doing what you have asked. Deep desire, pray, believe in it, really know that in spirit you already have received. As we love to say, it is already done. And so it is. It's done. Once you ask, it is done. Our job is just to thank God for it. Thank God for the billions and millions of dollars. Thank God for great health. Thank God for a new home. And not double for you to thank God, even when you can't see it in the physical. Isaiah 5:24, which is one of my favorites to think about. Before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. See, I like to think of this as God's promissory note. What is this saying? It's saying that your desire good is already ready for you in the infinite storehouse waiting to be claimed, because God is you. You are all that God is. Nobody else can claim it. Nobody can have it by mistake. You can't even send it anybody way. You cannot make claims on the good that is intended for somebody else, because what God has for you, God, and God knows your address. God knows what you need even before you even realize it. And God is already ready, waiting only for you to take initiative and claim it. There's a storehouse filled to overflowing with your name on it. Claim it. Claim it. Claim it. I am that I am. That is claiming it. The power to claim what is rightfully yours is in your ability to identify with yourself with it. Let me say that again. The power to claim what is rightfully yours is in your ability to identify yourself with it. That's why so said identify ourselves. It's the greatness and the manifestation of God. The more we can believe it, the more we can manifest easy. It's hard to manifest when we think we're not worthy. It's hard to get through that junk. But when you know you're worthy, when you know you deserve it, I'm talking about that kind of knowing that's deep down in the heart of things. I'm talking about that deep down. Not that I'm deserving. No, I'm deserving. And I know it. I know I'm worth it. Because I was worthy the day I was born. See, and I have to understand that I don't have to do anything but be me. I ain't got to be nobody else. I ain't got to try to do nothing but just be who I came to the planet to be, to deserve what I deserve. And I deserve it just because I was born. I deserve it just because of who I am. I deserve it because I am all that God is. And you have to know that with a knowing that is so convicted. so many times. Luke 15 and 22 said, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. There's no personal condemnation to God. The question often, am I good enough? Have you ever asked that question? I have. The statement is awful. I do not feel worthy. Have you ever made that statement? Have you ever had that feeling? Understand this. You are worthy. You are worthy because you are all that God is. You have heard the story over and over about the prodigal son, and when he decided to get up because he was hungry, raggedy, and dirty, he came to his senses and realized that he had no business being down there with the hoes and the kids in the pigs because he was rich. You see, the point of the story is that when he got back home, when he got back in his father's house, his father didn't ask him where he'd been, what he had been doing, nothing. There was no personal condemnation. What did he say and what did he do? He threw his arms around him and said, come in, my child. He put a ring on his finger and some good-looking shoes on his feet and spread every good food in front of him to remind him that he was already worthy. To be thankful that he came to his conscious mind to understand that he didn't belong down there, that he had lowered his consciousness to be in that space, but to rise back into his consciousness. Come, child, sit down and let me love you. There was no condemnation. In the scripture, it says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So get out your mind that you have to be something other than who you are, a goody-goody or whatever. The presence, the Most High God gives abundantly according to our belief, according to our simple acceptance. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you think you've done, where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past, whether you did drugs, didn't do drugs. It don't matter if you sold your body, didn't sell your body. It don't matter where you come from or what you did, because you're worthy. You're entitled to all that God is, just the way anybody else, because let me tell you something. The presence of our Divine Mother, Father, God never looks at you in any other way the way God sees God. Know that you are worthy. God told me, when I look at you, Jenny, I only see myself. When God looks at you, God only sees God. Matthew 6 says, our Father, the God, knows what we need even before we ask. Wisdom functions for us and in us. Then I know you say, well, why do we have to ask? And the Greek word, ask, has a connotation of demand. So when you ask, you are demanding or claiming all that is yours. When you ask God for help, you are claiming your inheritance as your spiritual being. How do you ask the sun for warmth? By getting in the sun, right? How do you ask electricity for light for your home or your office? By turning on the switch. Then how do you ask God for whatever it is you want? By getting into the spirit. And you don't get into the spirit through the mind. You get into the spirit through the heart. You get into the spirit of a thing through the heart of a thing. See, while you're down there on your knees begging to be second, promising God this and that, which is probably, you know how we tell, oh, God, if you just do this, I've been there. And I didn't keep my word most of the time. See, prayer is really for you because God has already said yes. So you must activate the presence of God in you to do what God is already longing to do for you. Let me say that again. We have to learn how to activate the presence of God in us to do what God already wants for us, that God is longing to do. God has already said yes. And our job is to reestablish ourselves in the consciousness of the all-knowing mind of God. That's our job, to get into the awareness, to get our consciousness into the oneness, the only presence, that recognize that there is only one presence and one power, and that power is good, the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, everywhere present, everywhere. Our job is to get into the consciousness of the knowing that we are already the all-knowing mind of God. In 1 Peter 4:7, it said, be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Be persistent in your prayer. Understand this, God does not need to be told over and over and over and over and over again. If in the business does not have to be coached, but your belief firmly planted is the seed in the garden of your soul. Let me say that again. See, it's your belief firmly planted in the seed of the garden of your soul. Those seeds have to be tended to. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you, we have to be persistent in our belief system. Even when it's not showing up as quickly as we wanted to, we got to be persistent in believing. We have to do the work on ourselves. See, persistence is our responsibility. Don't allow the initial planting to go away. Meaning, once I plant the seed of the idea of what I desire, my job is to do the work to keep myself planted in the oneness of understanding that it's already mine. Wherever I am, wherever I go, knowing that it is mine by the right of my consciousness. It is mine. I've been persistent enough to bring it into visible manifestation. Save your breath trying to explain yourself to other people. Don't worry about what other people think. Just do what you got to do. And our job is to develop our consciousness. It's our job, because consciousness is the key. Consciousness is another word for awareness. Consciousness is what we believe. Consciousness is what our belief system is. We demonstrate in our life what our belief system is. Now, we can talk a good game. People go, oh, yeah, I'm listening. But our fruit is a demonstration of what it is that we believe. If I believe in lack, then the fruit of my belief system is my not enough. And so our job is to remove that belief system that has caused us to live in a sense of lack of anything that we always desire. When you pray, use not blatant repetition as the demons do. They think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Matthew 6:6. One of the greatest secrets of effective prayer is sincerity. Simplicity. Make no parade of your religion. God is not into performing and acting. You ain't got to put on a show. God just wants you. The true, authentic you. When you understand the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit that resides in you, there's a light that shines, and people can see it. Know that you don't have to play any role, put on a show, or imitate people. All you got to do is just be you. Be still and be you. You pray to lift your consciousness to the point where you may be impressed by the Holy Spirit. Use not vain repetition, me to talk to God from the heart. Instead of repeating some words that you've been taught that does not come from your heart, talk to God from your heart. Speak to that presence from your heart. When thou pray, enter into the chamber. You have to close that door and come from your heart. There is a knowing inside of your soul when you are sincere. When you're praying from the essence of the soul, when you're praying from a presence that is truly authentic, you touch the energy of that presence of God that moves through you in a mighty way. when you shut the door and get still and come from your heart. Corinthians 3:21-23 say, for all things are yours. You are Christ and Christ is God. This is a wholesale guarantee. See, what that means, there's no limitation to what this powerful presence we call God can do. There's no limitation to what God is willing to do for us, in us, all around us. All things are ours on earth as it is in heaven. If we can name it, conceive it, dream it, dare it, it is possible. A lot of times we are not in a receiving energy because we've not trained our conscious mind to believe that it's already ours. We have not trained our conscious mind to believe that it is already ours. It's up to us to discipline our thinking, to accept that we are worthy, to accept that God's love, to accept that God wants us to prosper. Train your mind. We got to train our mind. Train our mind on good and good only. Train our mind to disregard anything that does not resemble the good that we want to picture. Train our mind to leave our cares and concerns outside. Lift our thoughts and feelings to the level that God is all there is. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, Philippians 4:6. See, gratitude is very important, key to effective prayer. We give thanks in advance because we know that it's already done. We give thanks because of all that God has created us to be. We are grateful that we can confidently speak the words for ourselves, shouting it aloud, and know that we can decree a thing that shall be done. We can decree a thing that shall be done. It shall be done. See, thanksgiving expands our receptivity. It raises our awareness. It raises the consciousness. It's like leaven that increases the power of our prayer. We are grateful because we're confident that God's promises to us will be kept on time and in time. There's nothing and nobody to be anxious about because the only power at work is the power that is present within us and in our own soul consciousness. But we ask in the attitude of gratitude, something is being stirred up in the atmosphere. Because we know that we are all that God is. One of the ways that I remember to get my consciousness in is to remember to look for God's presence. I ask God to let me see with God's eyes what I cannot see. Help me to see what I cannot see. Let there be light, Holy Spirit. And I know that I am all that God is. God is. God is love. I am love. God is whole. I am whole. And instead of praying, dear God, heal my body, if it is your will, pray as if you know it's already God's will. So many times I hear people praying, dear God, heal my body if it is your will. Pray if you know it's already God's will. It is God's will already. God is my help. I am help. Give thanks, God, for the help that is mine right now. And it might not be easy to believe that. So find the words that will help you believe that. I remember when I was having such a pain in my arm and I kept saying, I am healed, and I'm healed, but it wasn't working because the pain was so excruciating that the pain kept overriding my belief system. But I knew that I was a mind. I knew that I was a divine idea in the mind, divine mind of God. And I just took my hands and I put it on my arm and said, I am the divine idea in the divine mind of God. And I knew that was the truth. I felt that it was the truth. I am a divine idea and a divine mind of God, and the power to heal and to transform my arm is in me. And all of a sudden, I just saying over and over again, on my way to sleep, I am the divine I am, the divine mind of God. The power to heal and to transform my life is within me. I just kept touching. And on my way to sleep, I just kept touching. The next morning, it felt so much better. Because the words we speak, we have to believe it to get effective. And so we got to speak it until we believe it, until every cell in our body become in agreement with it. You see, effective prayers come from the heart. There's no separation between you and God. You are one with God. You are God. And that knowledge is your assurance of everything you will ever need, want, and desire. My grandmother used to say every morning, when she was fixing our food, getting up at 3:30, praying over how God does my every hunger feed. And she would be singing that and making a song out of it. And she used to tell us, whatever we were longing for is in our hearts of heart, God is the answer. Whatever we was hungry for, God was the answer. That's what she meant by God does my every hunger feed. And then she would say, God walks beside me, guides my way through every moment of the day. God walks beside me, God guides my way through every moment of the day. She was speaking those things as she walked through the house early in the morning, anointing our home. And she would come and put anointing on our head. We weren't even woke yet. You wake up with oil on your forehead because she was anointing our thoughts, anointing our bodies, anointing and asking God to guide and strengthen us. And she would anoint the knobs on the door. She did it every morning like clockwork. Just think, if we did what our grandmothers did, with the understanding of what we know to be true today. Do you know some of our great-grandmothers and grandmothers and great-greats didn't even know how to read? They didn't know nothing about how to read the Bible. That's why my great-grandmother and grandmothers used to tell us we might be the only Bible somebody might read. But they sure knew how to hear the word. They sure knew how to get in contact with the presence. And grandmother got up every day cooking our food and having our food ready by the time we got up. It wasn't a day went by we didn't have breakfast on the table, getting ready for school. She got up early and picked the clothes off the clothesline. Our pretty white shirts, because we went to Catholic school. They were ironed and starched, looked better than any cleaners could have ever done. She prayed over the clothes. She prayed over the food. She anointed our head. She anointed our home. Why? Because she understood how to become one. And so I just want to remind you, why am I reminding you? Because it's so easy to get back in fear when we don't see enough. It's so easy to get into fear when they diagnose you with cancer. It's so easy to get in fear when they tell you something is going on with your body and you think it's a death sentence. Wow. Just financial lack or lack of not having a relationship the way you desire. It's so easy to fall into prayer. What our physical eyes see. So tonight, place your hands on your eyes and just bless your eyes today, asking your eyes to see like God sees. And bless those eyes with the spiritual vision of 2020 spiritual vision. And get back into the miracle memories that God has already performed? How many of us remember the miracles? And God said, take that experience of that miracle and take it into this new experience and know there won't be no different. No, there won't be any difference. Because God is still working miracles today. God is still in the miracle working business. And healing is available to us. And all we have to do is identify with it. Healing in our relationships, healing in our money. We have to see it, though. We got to open our minds and see and know and feel worthy. Do you remember the miracles? And so just as we get ready to release the line, I want you to just take a moment and remember the miracles. Remember the time God brought you through. Because remember, God won't bring you to without bringing you through. God won't give you a vision without the provision. Come on, Holy Spirit. And so we got to remember that right now. Just remember when you couldn't see no way, but God made a way. Remind yourself that even when you're down to nothing, God is always up to something. And so as we take a moment to remember the miracles that have happened to us, through us, and all I want you to do right now is to say with me, thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you ever had a miracle in your world, in your body, in your life, in your home, or ever, just say thank you, God. Because some of us forget so quickly. Stories that we were told in a former generation from the Word says he divided the sea before them and led them through. That's the same God today. See, that's the same God that you are. You may be facing some seemingly red sea right now, but I want you to just go in and touch the garment of the presence of consciousness in you right now, knowing that God will roll the waters of turbulence to east side and make a roll, a dry roll, and then extend his invitation. The divine mother, Father God, is asking you to come. Come and walk through. Come. Stillness of your mind, just see. The Holy Spirit extending the invitation. Embracing you, knowing that God is. In the daytime, he led him by a cloud, and at night by a pillar. Look up and find your direction, daytime or nighttime, wherever you are. God says, I am. God says, I am. Look in. They say the rock was split open in the wilderness to give them plenty of water. Some of us are awful thirsty this morning, Lord. Holy Spirit, we hear you extending your invitation. If you drink of this living water, you will never, never thirst again. Come, Holy Spirit. He commanded the skies to open, then opened the windows of heaven and rained down manna from the sky. Jesus ascended and moved into another level of consciousness. But Jesus said, I will send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Healer. It is right here that is in us, as us, to minister us in any way that we need it. Come, wonderful Counselor, Comforter, Teacher, amazing presence. And let us feel you individually as we touch the presence of you right now, God, in our consciousness. Let us feel our body cell to cell to cell to cell. Let it fill our homes from wall to wall, even extend to outside. And let that presence right here in us right now come, Holy Spirit. Feed us, Lord, right here, right now. In the name and the nature and the power that is love. Come and let us feel you right now. And as we feel the presence of God in our heart, just hearing the presence of God, will we say yes? Will our minds and our soul say yes? Will we say yes? You see, God is longing for us to say yes. Will you say yes? Just say yes. Just say yes. Just say yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, in this right now moment. Know that healing is yours. Know that healing is yours right now, and nobody can take that away. Just say yes. Just say yes. Just say yes. Just say yes.
Will your heart and soul say yes?
Say yes.
Will your spirit, say yes?
Say yes.
There is more than
requires for
thee. Will your heart and soul
say yes?
Say yes.
Say yes.
Now will your heart and soul say yes? If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? And tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See yes.
Yes.
Say hallelujah.
He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher, so much more, so much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. If you're going to tell God yes, make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really going to tell God yes, come on. Make it personal. Lift your hand. Tell the Lord yes. Soul says yes. My soul, my soul, my soul says yes. My soul says yes. I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. That's why I can say, I can say yes. I can say, say yes. I can say, I can say, say yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
So let your heart and soul.